Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
DJV time is 7 after the hour. Talent, skill, performance. You expect it, you get it. On the DJV program, D for Doug, J for Jennifer, and V for Victoria, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, Kara Schillen in our control room working through all of the things trying to make us all sound our best. Yes, we are the best. I don't mind telling people we're the best because we are the best. I feel very good about who's here and what we're doing on the program. I want to talk about something I posted on my own Facebook page in a matter of moments. But first, there is the lingering impeachment stuff, who's testifying and whether or not the American public think this is an intelligent way to spend their time occupied by all this drama. What's the latest poll suggest, Jen?
Well, that it might be all for nothing. We've been talking about all along that the reason for these public hearings is not only an air of transparency, but to also gain support to what's a really partisan movement. It's fair to say many people who are solidly Republicans are standing behind President Trump, and many people who are solidly Democrats would like to see him booted. And so who's in the middle? Well, you have some more moderate Democrats who don't feel that impeachment is the right way to go, and you have some independents who are really up for grabs and will probably determine the 2020 election next year. Now, a couple of polls that were released a few days ago, one from Politico and the other from Emerson College, actually indicated that the support for impeachment has actually dropped by 10 percentage points since the public hearings began. CNN has a brand new poll just out that's saying it. And this is almost just as damaging, that there has been no change in views on impeachment after the public hearings, meaning that people are still split on a partisan level. And this is not necessarily the most successful thing for impeachment, which is not, by its very nature, supposed to be partisan, even though that's very much what's happening this time around. The president's approval rating has also held at just even since October. He's at 42% who say they approve and 54% saying that they disapprove. That's the CNN poll. Independents are closely divided on whether or not they favor impeachment at 47 and 45. That's the margin of error. And opinions on both sides are deeply held. There's not a lot of people who don't feel strongly about this, with about 9 and 10 saying they feel strongly in favor of impeachment or against impeachment. So there's not somebody who hasn't decided yet, which I think is really kind of interesting as we push forward to a full vote, which is probably most likely going to happen before Christmas from the House of Representatives. That's caused a couple
Schiff
of
says
Democrats.
It'll happen soon after Thanksgiving.
Yeah. He's going to release his report after Thanksgiving, and then the report goes to the Judiciary Committee. Nadler can take it up. He can take witnesses if he wants, and then it would be his committee that initiates the articles of impeachment, which would trigger the full vote of the House. They only need 218 votes to move this forward, and they probably have those numbers, but there are now Democrats who are saying, wait a second, Michigan Democrat Representative Brenda Lawrence, who's a supporter of Kamala Harris and who previously supported the impeachment inquiry into President Trump, abruptly announced this past weekend that she no longer saw any value in the process and called for her Democrats to throw their support behind a symbolic censure resolution. Now, keep in mind that this could be the tact that Democrats take. I think they're too far down the road to impeachment. I think they want to pursue this and they want to move this into the Senate. But I think a lot of Democrats who are supportive of people who are running for office that are senators, like Kamala Harris, are saying this is going to do nothing to help our candidate. They're going to be locked into this big trial. It's a distraction from the campaign trail. They're not going to be able to physically leave. They're going to have to be at the Senate because they'll essentially be jurors in this. And also, who's going to be called to testify? Is it going to be Biden? Is it going to be Hunter Biden? Will it be Adam Schiff? Will they all be vulnerable to probes from the other side? So some Democrats are now saying maybe we should just censure him and move on.
Yeah. So I thought it was interesting that Elizabeth Warren, who is a whiner to begin with, a screamer and a whiner, has accused Michael Bloomberg of trying to buy the nomination. That comes from somebody who has looked over her shoulder and seen a larger figure than she wants to see coming up fast from the rear. I think that's really what the situation here is. I think it's very interesting to see and understand what some of these people are saying about Michael Bloomberg. So he's not trying to buy it at all. What he's trying to do is get people to register to vote and thus becoming a little bit more perhaps user-friendly. Maybe people who don't know who he is, they realize that all this push is on to get people registered to vote, and they'll think, hey, this guy's paying for this. This is a good deal. This is a good idea. Okay, coming up, a focus on how secure you are using your devices during the holiday season. Cybersecurity in focus next here on the DJV program.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
The holidays. Time for hot cocoa, mistletoe, and spreading joy. A different kind of joy. The joy of pushing your limits on snowy mornings.
You feel that, Peloton? That's greatness.
The joy of getting the right motivation when you think you can't go any further.
Don't back down now.
The joy of giving it all you've got. Until tomorrow. Because our kind of joy will keep you coming back for more.
Peloton, way to work. Great job, everybody.
This holiday, give the gift of Peloton. And our best offer of the year is here. Get free works accessories with bike purchase. Limited time only.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Griebel.
California politicians are turning restaurant employees into criminals if they give their customers plastic straws. Several cities have already banned straws, but the state of California wanted to go further, imposing fines and jail sentences. The first draft would have fined waiters $1,000 or 6 months in jail for giving customers straws without being asked. The final version that became law reduced the amount of the fines, but any fine for just offering straws is ridiculous. America will survive this disposable straw crisis, but these nanny state politicians could be the straw that breaks the camel's back. Individual freedom is our birthright, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its MBA and Business Analytics Master's degree programs offered 100% online. Learn more about the top-ranked W.P. Carey business degrees online. Text RANK to 79645. Again, that's RANK to 79645.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
15 after the hour here on the DJV program. Are you secure? Are you sure your information is safe this holiday season as you go about the business of buying online or in stores? Security scrooges are all around us. We're going to talk to a gentleman who knows his way around this, has a few items of interest. David Dufour is his name, cybersecurity expert, keeping people safe, vice president of engineering and cybersecurity at WebRoot. So let's get right to it if we can, David. How can people be sure their information is safe? How do they become, I think, I've seen the phrase security scrooge being used here. How do we best protect ourselves?
Well, Doug, there's lots of things we can do, and it's great being here with your listeners today. You want to just be vigilant when you're online. You want to be aware of if you're using public Wi-Fi to be safe. Not enter credit card information. Don't click on email links. You know, there's lots of things we just really need to be aware of when we're online, especially during the holiday season.
So one of the things that yesterday came to mind on the program was a discussion of how unsafe it is as you go through airports, for example, if you're charging up or trying to charge up your iPhone or your iPad or whatever it is, you're very vulnerable. Apparently, those things, however it happens, are very unsafe. Is that true? Is what we heard true?
That is absolutely true. I myself, 100% of the time, will plug into an outlet, a power outlet, not a USB outlet, because it's a very simple process. Obviously illegal if the police catch a cyber criminal trying to mess with one of those USB ports in for public charging, they'll do something about it, but it's hard to catch people. And if you plug into one of those USB ports directly, it's possible for someone to either steal information off your phone or put something malicious onto your device that you're charging. So always, always, always plug into a good old adapter if you can to charge a device.
What about if you're close to somebody, let's say you have an iPhone. I know that my son has a particular Wi-Fi identity at his place. So when I'm there, I just put my iPhone next to his iPhone, and I'm on his Wi-Fi. So is that something that makes you vulnerable if you're on, you know, I guess there's a difference between secure and insecure hookups. Maybe you should spend a minute explaining that, how vulnerable are we? Let's say we're on the airplane, and we're on the American Airlines whatever they call the adaptation there. What are we exposing ourselves to if we're on an unsecure network?
Right. So there are that's a great distinction. The example of being at your son's, he most likely has security turned on. You put your two phones near each other. You can pick up the Wi-Fi that your son has, and you're going to proactively accept that to be your Wi-Fi access point so you can get on the Internet. It most likely, not in all cases, but most likely is secured, you're going to be safe. But like the airplane example, if you're at a hotel or you're in a mall, a lot of times those are open networks. And what that means is when you're on it, your data is flowing across there in a format that maybe you or your family wouldn't understand, but a cyber criminal is going to be able to see that network traffic, reconstruct it, and basically capture anything that's on that network and understand what's flowing across it and read it just like they're reading a website or a newspaper.
Great. All right, so now we're thinking about giving to charity after Thanksgiving or around this time of year on till Christmas. There are a lot of people who are giving, and I wonder how we make sure we're giving to organizations that actually are not a scam.
Right. So that's a big problem with the cybersecurity, the Internet, is how do I know I'm actually buying something or donating to an organization that it's actually that organization? The number one way is to reach out. So let's say you get an email. It has a link in it. Don't click that link. If it's a charity you care about, give them a call or go to their website. So what you want to do is proactively go to or contact them. You don't want to respond through that email because you might become susceptible to what's called a phishing attack.
All right, Black Friday, Cyber Monday coming up. How do we make sure that we shop safely online?
Well, again, you're just going to be inundated. There's between Black Friday and Cyber Monday, there's about 7.9 billion retail sales emails that go out in North America. You know there's phishing in emails embedded in there. So, again, proactively navigate to the website where you want to buy something and just be aware. And always have a good antivirus. Make sure you're backing up your data, things like that. Just good cyber hygiene.
Give us a few seconds on security for next year. More advice, new things coming on the market to be concerned about?
You know what? We're going to see a repeat next year of this year where we see lots of ransomware, lots of phishing attacks. So, again, backups, patch your systems, and a good antivirus.
All right. So go online to webroot.com for more information on any or all of these things that David and I have been talking about. That's webroot.com. David Dufour, who's in charge of engineering and cybersecurity at WebRoop here on the DJB program, 21 after the hour.
Do
you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Brother Ken brought his kids with him, the three from his first wife Lynn, and the two identical twins from his second wife Mary Mel. Of course he brought his new wife Kay. Talks all about chain smoking while the stereo plays. Noel, Noel, the first Noel.
Good God.
Merry Christmas from the family.
Ooh.
All the chain smoking and
yeah.
Lots of new wives and dysfunction.
Happy holidays.
So bad it would be good. This is Robert Earl Keane. For the past 7 years, he has been forging a new holiday tradition with a run of themed Christmas shows. And on December 2nd, he's going to kick off his 8th year of concerts show in Greenville, South Carolina. As on tours in the years past for Christmas, this is called the Countdown to Christmas Tour, featuring this guy, Robert Earl Keane's unique themes, Lunar Tunes, Looney Tunes, a nod to the 50th anniversary of the landing on the moon, Looney Times. This guy, how have we been hidden from him?
I guess I'm the only one who knows who he is, but he's pretty big in the outlaw country world.
Really?
So, yeah, he's, like, had his own channel on Sirius and stuff, so...
Really?
I guess I'm the only one who knows
what he's wrong with us. I don't know.
He's pretty well known, but I guess not on this show. I don't know.
How old a guy is this guy? How old is he?
He's got white hair and a big beard, so yeah.
Really?
He's in his 60s, yeah.
Yeah, sakes. He says he could never perform on stage in December without singing a track from his Christmas
album. Well,
it's
Merry Christmas from the Family. This is the live version that we're listening to now, but that's his biggest song. And it's just like a dysfunctional kind of family Christmas song.
Came off of an album called Gringo Honeymoon. Anyway, he goes around. He wants to distinguish himself from other Christmas tours. I guess he has pretty much. We got to do something, he said, more than the usual tour. We have to go have some fun ourselves. And I guess this is his brand of fun. Mr. Keane says that the Christmas shows this year, wrapping up December the 30th in Fort Worth, will include fan favorites and unearthly covers from his band members. All right, so.
Well, it's kind of funny because the theme this year is going to be like space songs. So people are going to be, if, you know, fans of his are going to be treated to all kinds of different crazy songs.
What's this song? Crank this up a little, Carol. Let me hear a little more of this, please.
And the road goes on forever, and the party never ends.
It's actually not bad. It's kind of fun. Silly
Sonny's
stuff.
Playing eight ball at the joint where Cher works. When some drunken out of towner put his hands up Cher's skirt.
He's known for lyrics that are very colorful.
Okay.
That's the understatement of the year.
Moving along now, Ingrid Michaelson and Jason Mraz have debuted a Christmas Valentine. Ms. Michaelson teaming up with her friend and former tourmate, Mr. Mraz, for a holiday duet titled Christmas Valentine. It's a piano ballad about finding love during the holiday season. Let's listen.
I'm getting used to, baby, just be
Christmas Valentine follows the release of Michaelson's first holiday album, Ingrid Michaelson's Songs for the Season, came out last year. Christmas Valentine, currently available via Amazon Music, part of the streaming platform's Amazon Original Songs and Albums. So, kind of nice.
It's a cute song, really
it
cute
is,
song.
It is, right. We're going to start focusing on some of the newer releases, right, next week, between Thanksgiving and Christmas here, as we have time. In our musical portion of every hour, the DJB program, where it's 28 after the hour now.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter, so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. HomeAdvisor can help get you started. HomeAdvisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. HomeAdvisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project.
HomeAdvisor.
The holidays. Time for hot cocoa, mistletoe, and spreading joy. A different kind of joy. The joy of pushing your limits on snowy mornings.
You feel that, Peloton? That's greatness.
The joy of getting the right motivation when you think you can't go any further.
Don't back down now.
The joy of giving it all you've got. Until tomorrow. Because our kind of joy will keep you coming back for more.
Peloton, way to work. Great job, everybody.
This holiday, give the gift of Peloton. And our best offer of the year is here. Get free works accessories with bike purchase. Limited time only.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. A 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
People who are traveling this Thanksgiving holiday are in for some rough weather. Many travelers are already stranded. Camila Burnell reports.
Hundreds of flights are canceled at Denver International Airport, and up to 15 inches of snow could fall there by the end of the day. In the Northeast, ferocious winds and rain are expected. Some airlines are already waiving change fees ahead of the anticipated delays. Meanwhile, the West Coast is bracing for severe storms that could spark flash floods. This as crews in Southern California are battling a new growing wildfire north of Santa Barbara. I'm Camila Burnell reporting.
At least one death is already blamed on the weather. Parts of the east from the mid-Atlantic to New England are expected to see heavy rain along with gusty winds. That could cancel out the huge balloons planned for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. This is USA Radio News.
Money. 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 You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
What the heck is going on here? 34 after the hour. Some of us have a tendency to add parts. I know you have a story, and then you add your own flavor to it. I know none of you would accuse me of doing that. Right, ladies? I'm always right on it. Right? Never.
Money.
No. Well, once in a while we make things a little more interesting, but not. I don't like to complicate things. I'd like us to understand what's going on and get to the bottom of it and see what we can do to fix some of these problems that we talk about. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Victoria, you have some business news for us.
Yes, a bit of retail news, some good news and some bad news. The good news is, we'll start with the good. The good news is an unexpected sector of the retail world is actually booming right now in the age of Amazon. Somehow, small bookstores are actually doing really well right now.
Cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this is this is an interesting report that CBS has been following. And so I started kind of digging into it. And at first they were focusing on some sort of well-known small bookstores, independent bookstores in Manhattan. But then they extended their research and their coverage across the country. And it turns out that the American Booksellers Association, which is they sort of govern the independent bookstores. They said that independent sales of books, independent bookstores, into their sales numbers overall fell 40% between the mid-90s to 2009. Now, obviously, that's because of online shopping and Amazon and things like that. However, over this year, sales are actually up in independent bookstores more than 5%. They said in some parts of the country, it's almost a 10% increase. And they say that actually the reason for it, we can thank millennials.
Yay, for the millennials! Yay!
Yeah.
Canada,
so,
yay!
An interest in local support for small businesses, that's actually something that that people are really paying attention to now. And so there are so many independent bookstores that have closed over the last, you know, however many years. Yeah. But now it's become almost kind of cool to go to a bookstore again.
Yeah.
And especially to go to a small bookstore.
Wi-Fi,
where they have specialty things.
Coffee,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's some really good news. People really are enjoying bookstores again. Now, on some not so great news, if you are a fan of arts and crafts, if you have been going to AC Moore stores, then they are literally going out of business, like shuttering immediately.
Really?
They are no longer accepting. Yeah, they're no longer accepting any online orders as of Monday this week. They are everything that's previously ordered will still ship according to the company, but pretty much they're going to be. You're going to see paper in the windows. Yeah, it is too bad. They have 145 stores. All of them will be closing. Some
How
of
similar
the stores,
are they to Hobby Lobby and places like that? Are they similar?
I have no idea what Hobby Lobby is, so I don't know.
Hobby Lobby is a store that has a lot of these sorts of things that A.C. Moore has in it, actually.
I've never even heard of A.C. Moore, so it must be...
Oh, really?
Maybe it's an East Coast thing.
Yeah, because I've never seen a Hobby Lobby before. I always see stories about them because of political stuff.
Never
seen one before, but we have A.C. Moore and Michaels. Those are, like, the most comparable ones to me.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Do you have Michaels, Jen, in California?
Oh, yeah.
No.
I was just there.
There are 145 AC Moore stores that are closing. Now, they say that up to 40 of those locations are going to become Michaels. So I guess they weren't able to sell all of the properties, but 40 of those stores will now become Michaels stores. Michaels, for whatever reason, seems to be doing just better overall. I don't know if they have better products or if it's just better marketing, but Michaels...
Imagery, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Michael's store seem to be doing okay. It's still even unclear if you are near an AC Moore store, you may want to get there and buy up everything because it's kind of on a flash sale at this point. Yeah. They don't even know if they're going to make it till Black Friday. So, they don't even know if they're going to be open on Black Friday for those.
Get to it today.
Yep,
so,
exactly.
A couple of other business items here as time allows. The FCC, Federal Communications Commission, is making it harder for Chinese tech companies like Huawei to carve out a footprint in the United States. This is nothing but bad. This is along the same lines. You've heard me the last few days talk a lot about the Chinese and their incursion into our food supply. This is the same thing. And why we're not really awake to this, especially if you live in rural parts, many of the stations that carry this program are in rural America. And the rural broadband companies that rely on the FCC to operate, some of them have been getting Huawei equipment in their networks, and it's nothing but bad. Although, wasn't there the to-do that had to do with technology when the president said, no more Huawei, and then he changed his mind? I think that his first instinct was the right one. No more Huawei. They're very disruptive.
This goes back to the Obama administration. The cybersecurity experts from his administration warned against Huawei and actually put a freeze on all of
no business here.
The dealings. None. Yeah, absolutely none.
Look at when you buy stuff, look at the back of it and see where it's made. Or by whom it's made. Huawei, Huawei. You see that, or ZTE, don't buy it. Period. Do not buy it. It's the best advice you can give you. In a moment, we'll focus, going back to what Victoria is saying, on something good that you can do in the next week. If you're planning on giving, we've got some fairly good advice for you. Hopefully, you'll take it as good advice after these words here on the DJV Show.
Bold statement. Saving money with GEICO is almost better than watching football. Think about it. When you're watching the game, yelling at the quarterback to throw the ball, throw it, Williams is wide open, why are you doing this to me? Use that rocket arm, come on! They don't listen to you. But if you went into a GEICO office and yelled, someone please help me save some money on car insurance, everyone would hop to it. Except the intern, because it's his first day and he doesn't even have a computer yet. See? Better. Switch and save with GEICO. It's almost better than sports.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. This is your chance. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. That's right, 3.99%, APR 4.18%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Ross.
This Thanksgiving, don't let a poke, stab, or slice prevent you and your family from enjoying turkey time.
We see a lot of turkey cutting injuries.
Dr. Sanj Kakkar, a Mayo Clinic orthopedic hand surgeon, says Thanksgiving is supposed to be a time dedicated to family, football, and food, but too often it turns into a day of finger and hand injuries.
And tends to what happens is that people who aren't familiar with using a knife tend to do it, and the hand slips. And if you actually think about how you're cutting, the knife can actually slip and puncture your hand.
Dr. Kakkar sees patients who have cut tendons or even cut fingers off on Thanksgiving trying to carve a turkey.
Well, I think the number one risk factor is alcohol.
So if you've been drinking, leave the carving to someone else.
Another common cause for injuries is with distraction. The whole family's gathered around, there's a lot of excitement, the turkey comes out, and one can be distracted when you're doing it.
That's why he recommends doing the carving in the kitchen away from distractions, then bringing the sliced turkey to the table. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project.
Home Advisor.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 after the hour now on the DJV program. The holidays are here. Thanksgiving week into the celebration of Christmas and the New Year's. So you got to take stock of what matters in your life. Maybe it's more important than ever to the things that you love, agree on. You want the best for your family, your loved ones. Want to aspire to leading fulfilling lives. Leave the world a better place for the next generation. We want our donations, a lot of charitable donations this time of year, to make a difference, especially because of a lot of the natural disasters we've tried to help. So direct relief is a way for you to figure out what's going on. And Thomas Teague is here. I'm sorry, Teague, from Direct Relief, which is a nonprofit organization that does what, Mr. Teague? Let's talk about what you do as we focus the next week or so. Very important. Giving Tuesday is next Tuesday, the 3rd of December. So what advice do you have for us?
Well, first of all, thank you. And Direct Relief is focused on humanitarian help assistance. So I think, you know, we happen to be licensed as the only nonprofit that distributes prescription medicines in all 50 states. We work with the locally run nonprofit community health centers and free and charitable clinics. So that's pretty narrowly focused on what we do, but it's really health services for low-income people throughout the United States and really across the world as we've been around for 70 years. But I really appreciated what you said about just the general importance of finding something you care about that means something to you. And once you do, then finding a good charitable organization that's going to do with your money, if you're in a position to support it, what you intend. And I think
that's a point that a lot of people make, because we all know, I'm not going to name them necessarily here, but there are a lot of organizations that abuse the trust that people have in them. So that's why this is an important conversation. Can you give us a list, sort of, people love tips, the simplest ways people can make a difference, the donations that they may want to make, and the direction that the money should be sent?
Yeah, I think the first thing is, as you said, it's, no one can tell you what you should care about. There's so many good, compelling issues, and people are motivated from housing to hunger for, you know, people with adults with disabling conditions or art, or, you know, in direct release case, focused on health services for people who need it. But I think once you select it, then there are resources where consumers can go and say, well, I care about this cause, how can I find a good charity that's been around, who's going to take good care of my money and put it to good use? And websites like Charity Navigator that are nonpartisan, or Charity Watch, again, these are just watchdog organizations, and they look at the facts and the financial filings that nonprofits are required to do and try to give consumers kind of a scorecard of how much they spend on things like fundraising or management versus their programmatic activity. And that doesn't tell you everything, but it's sort of a good, you know, barometer to give you a sense of, you know, how much charities are spending, because that is reportable and it's trackable. And I think that's an important just first step. And, you know, reputational checks are a bit easier with people you know, but these are national rating organizations that can give you a good consumer perspective.
Well, one of the things I think that's important, I object to this. I go to the supermarket, or you go to some store, you want to give a dollar for this charity or $5 for that charity. I think that, frankly, following up on what you're saying, you better study and know. And so if you, and that's what they count on, the supermarket or whoever, they count on kind of grabbing you. Oh, wouldn't you like to give to this cause? Yeah, okay, I'll give you a buck. Well, do you know anything about it? Most of the time, the answer to that's going to be no, right?
Yeah, you know, that's a really good point. I think these buckets that are left out, we've had to, and an organization doesn't know how much money may be being raised on its behalf. So, if, I mean, directly to the, you know, the best known charity in the country, but there are those, say the Red Cross or something, that's worked for, you know, a century to build up its brand awareness, as they call it. And if someone sticks that on a bucket at the end of a checkout line, you have no idea. They may not even know where the money is going. So I don't think that makes a lot of sense because of what you mentioned. You just don't know where the money's ultimately going or tracking it or how it's accounted for. So I think sometimes it's just better to kind of look online if it's an organization you that's legitimate and has been around, to make an online contribution or just send in a check, kind of old school. That's control the variables as best you can, and I think that's good for both the consumer and the charitable organization as
well. It's your money, it's hard-earned money, don't be frittering it away. I think that's your message. If folks would like more info, it's directrelief.org, and the name says it all. Instead of going to middlemen, send the money directly to where it'll do the most good, directrelief.org. Well, Mr. Tighe, thank you very much. Thomas Tighe is here from Direct Relief. Food for thought, certainly, at 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
Yes, indeed. The Strength of Knowledge from Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. He's at your service and on your side with his advice. He has a particularly strong brand of medical information to his credit. You can check out his website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, where there's all kinds of information that will help you adjust yourself to the vagaries of what's available in the world today, the bugs that are around, the bacteria, the viruses, all that stuff. A lot of practical advice. You may or may not want to take it. I take some of it, and I don't take some of it from Jack. It just is, I suppose, what is it? You follow at your own risk, as it were. Speaking of risks, if you're at risk for diabetes, this is a good way to take the strain off of your system, and that way is, Jack, to do what?
To start pumping iron, resistance training. We've talked about this in the past. There's two ways to get the blood sugar out of your bloodstream into your cells where you want it. One is the normal insulin response that your body produces in the pancreas. Insulin helps get blood sugar out of the bloodstream into the cells where it's needed for energy. Following eating anything that has carbohydrates in it, of course. The other way that absolutely bypasses insulin is strong resistance training. And that's lifting weights, two things, treadmill or jogging, and resistance training with weight. And some people combine the two when they go walking with little 1 pound ankle weights or 1 pound wrist weights. And this has been shown, well, it was just published recently in the journal, the Mayo Clinic Journal for research out of Iowa State University. that adults with moderate muscle strength were 32% less likely to develop type 2 diabetes if they would do these things. Now, I'm not talking about turning yourself into Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm just talking about some resistance exercise that challenges your muscles. And it didn't matter if these people were smokers or drinkers or they were obese or they had high blood pressure.
Really?
When they started doing these things, the resistance training, the effectiveness of sugar balance in their bodies was greatly improved.
Wow.
Yeah.
It doesn't make, well, but did you stop? Once you start doing this, do you stop doing all the things that are bad for you? And they
in the study they let these people do their they don't want to confuse the results. So they're just targeting what happens with resistance training with people who are at risk for type 2 diabetes. Now, who are people that, you know, they have a high BMI, the body mass index,
right,
and they've got a lot of belly fat, and they've got a lot of processed carbs in their diet, and they're rather sedentary, and they may drink several drinks a week, or they may be smokers. They let them continue this behavior because they don't want the cessation of that to influence the numbers. The only thing that was different is they started resistance training, and their risk of type 2 diabetes was cut by 32%. And like I said, this is out of Iowa State University. I mean, this is...
So what is there, from your perspective, just a quickie on what supplements people ought to take to build muscle without the negative side effects? You know, they talk about steroids and that sort of thing. You don't want to be involved in that. But there must be things for people, women and men, that want to sculpt their bodies. Once you, if you're spending that time in the gym, maybe you want to have, you want to show some results other than just, you know, having the feeling.
Well, Standard Process makes some really good stuff. The whey protein that they make, it's processed completely different than other kinds of proteins on the product. But whey protein and something called Myoplex, two great products from Standard Process.
All right, so there you go. Standard Process, things you can get at Jack's website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. Here's something you ought to have in your corral. Those of you who are like me, if you're doing a lot of exercising like Jack's describing, you're bound to have some aches and pains, especially the more of it that you do, shoulders perhaps, or maybe your ankles, your elbows, whatever it is that's aching. Here's a way to get rid of the aches. Go to achefree.live. Achefree, achefree.live. You'll find Joint Formula 14. The name says it all. In 14 days, this formula will improve the feelings, the aches and pains in your joints will go away. If not, get your money back. How about the same feel-better formula for your pet as well? Help yourself. Go to achefree.live. You get 50% off using the DJV code. That's right, 50% off for relief that you can count on or your money back. Joint Formula 14, a good Christmas gift to give to somebody you care about that has aches and pains. Find it now at achefree.live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.